What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Pompliano, and this is The Joe Pomp Show. I hope everyone's week is off to a great start so far. We got a big episode today to talk about golf viewership. Now, golf viewership has taken a nosedive over the last few weeks and into the season, and many golf fans want to blame the woes on LIV Golf and or Tiger's absence. But the real problem goes much deeper, and it won't be easy to fix. So let's get right into it. Today's episode is sponsored by Hyperice. Hyperice is not only one of my favorite companies in all of sports, but they're also one of the fastest growing companies in sports today. Hyperice is the official recovery technology partner of leagues like the NBA, MLB, PGA Tour, and even the UFC. And you've probably seen athletes like Naomi Osaka and Erling Haaland using their products. But Hyperice isn't just for pro athletes. Me, personally, I use their Hypervolt massage gun and vented heated back wrap several times each week, and it's become an absolute game changer for my health and wellness. Not only is it helpful after hard workouts, but sometimes I just wake up and my back hurts because of how I slept. So I throw on the heated back wrap and it literally solves everything within minutes. It's absolutely incredible, the products that they built, and I want all of you to be able to experience it for yourself. So go check out Hyperice today and start recovering like a professional athlete. All of my listeners can use code JOE15 for 15% off their order. So make sure to go check out hyperice.com today and use code JOE15 for 15% off your order. Last month, I was glued to my television. That might be an understatement. During the final round of the Players' Championship, there was a ton of drama. Xander Schauffele, Brian Harman, and Wyndham Clark were all within one shot of Scottie Scheffler on the back nine. TPC Sawgrass is a fantastic course. The crowd was great. And the tournament literally came down to the final shot, with Scottie Scheffler winning after Wyndham Clark's putt lipped out on 18. It was one of the best golf tournaments I've watched over the last several years, bar none. However, the ratings told a very different story. The final round of the Players' Championship averaged 3.5 million viewers, a 15% decline from 2023's final round. That means that one of the best golf tournaments I've watched over the last several years was significantly less popular than the first round of the NFL draft at 12.1 million viewers, and only slightly more popular than the WNBA draft at 2.4 million viewers. And the Players' Championship isn't an outlier either. According to Sports Media Watch, Riviera's final round was down 5% this year. The famously rowdy Waste Management Phoenix Open was down 35%. The Cognizant was down 39%. The Arnold Palmer Invitational was down 30%. And even the historically important Masters Golf Tournament was down 20%, despite four players within one shot of the lead after eight holes on Sunday. Overall, the PGA Tour's viewership is down 20% across the board this year. Now, like I said, there are many theories as to why this is happening. The most common argument seems to center around the multi-year battle between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, which is fair and has certainly had an impact. I think that's undeniable at this point. And TV executives frequently point to the fact that Tiger Woods isn't playing as often as he used to, which is also fair, in my opinion. But that really only scratches the surface. Golf's real issues are much more profound. Golf has always been this niche sport. The easiest way to explain it is that you can play a variation of football, basketball, baseball, or soccer with little to no money in a parking lot. But even a used set of golf clubs will set you back hundreds of dollars today without counting greens fees, balls, or the more than four-hour time commitment it requires. The idea that golf is an expensive sport isn't new by any means. However, Tiger Woods mostly masked this issue over the last three decades. Self-described as Cablinazan, meaning one quarter Thai, one quarter Chinese, one quarter Caucasian, one eighth African American, and one eighth Native American, Tiger Woods doesn't look like anyone else on a golf course, or he didn't at least. And when you combine that with his unique skill set and history of tabloid-level scandals, Tiger Woods became one of the surest bets in all of sports media. But people didn't tune in to watch golf. They tuned in to watch Tiger Woods. Country clubs added millions of members. New businesses like Topgolf produced billions in revenue. The PGA Tour signed billion-dollar broadcasting agreements, and prize money exploded, with some PGA Tour events now handing out $20 million purses. The only problem with this is that, one, Tiger Woods is nearing the end of his career, and he's only committing to a few tournaments each year. That is, when he finishes the tournaments without getting injured. And number two, the powers that be in professional golf have done little to change the product since Tiger Woods arrived. Golf is not a good TV product, no matter how much people want to argue otherwise. Watching an entire tournament is a four-day commitment, and half the field doesn't make the cut, with viewers frequently turning out after big-name players leave on Friday night. Rounds often take more than 5 hours to complete on the PGA Tour. The best players receive spotty coverage, and fans aren't even able to watch the entire event, as broadcasts typically only follow a handful of groups and are littered with commercials. On Sunday at the Masters, for instance, I personally switched from the Masters app to CBS at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when coverage started on CBS. However, rather than seeing nonstop golf shots, as you would expect for a major championship, CBS started the broadcast with a 20-minute montage breaking down the history and importance of the tournament. And the worst part is that this was the Masters, so you can only imagine what happens during a normal golf tournament. I've seen many people say that professional golf will eventually look more like tennis, where weekly tournaments aren't that big of a deal, and the majors are really the only thing that matters. I think that makes a lot of sense, and I probably agree to some degree. However, I also think the non-evolution of golf broadcast is one of the primary reasons why YouTube golf is exploding in popularity. YouTube channels like Good Good with 1.5 million subscribers, or Bob Does Sports with 740,000 subscribers, or Barstool's Foreplay with 450,000 subscribers, use these quirky videos like One Club Challenges to rack up millions of views each month. Bryson DeChambeau has also used this approach on TikTok and other social media platforms to become one of the world's most famous golfers, despite leaving the more popular PGA Tour for LIV Golf. And it's increasingly apparent that many fans would rather watch amateurs with a fraction of the skill of professionals mess around with trick shots on a random golf course that they know nothing about. The reason for this is actually quite simple. These channels and videos capitalize on everything that is wrong with traditional golf broadcast today. They are fast-moving, they're action-packed, and they display individualistic personalities in a way that is not currently possible on TV. It's not like the PGA Tour isn't aware of this problem. They recently raised $3 billion from some of the smartest investors in sports, including John Henry with the Red Sox and Liverpool, Arthur Blank with the Atlanta Falcons, Mike Grosbeck with the Boston Celtics, Steve Cohen with the New York Mets, and Mark Lazary, formerly with the Milwaukee Bucks. Some of this money will be used to keep talent from jumping to LIV Golf via illiquid equity payments that will vest over 8 years. Like I'm sure some of you guys saw the news from last week that Tiger Woods is receiving a reported $100 million bonus from the PGA Tour. However, the PGA Tour has also said its number one priority with this investment is to utilize this investment group's experience to improve not only the fan viewing experience, but also the attendance experience. This is the direction all sports are headed. Think about Major League Baseball implementing the pitch clock and many other rules to speed up games. But still, the PGA Tour has rested on its laurels for too long. Tiger is fading away, and now a niche sport has become even more niche by splitting up its talent across two organizations. Step one is fixing that. Then it's time to promote a new generation of superstars, lean into 21st century digital content, and overall the TV broadcast. That's it for today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and just share it with a friend. Help me help you by making this podcast bigger and better than ever before. Otherwise, have a great day, and we'll talk later this week.